This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today I begin with you a study on a very important question. Which one will you choose, Barabbas or Jesus? There's a very significant passage found in John, the 18th chapter, beginning with verse 39 and reading through the next verse, verse 40. Pilate had said unto Jesus, after Jesus had made clear to him earlier that he was king of truth, not a king and rival to his Caesar, the emperor of Rome, and Pilate, in response to that, had given what seems to be a rather skeptical type of response, what is truth? And when he had said this, he went out unto the Jews and saith unto them, I find no crime in him. But ye have a custom that I should release unto you one at the Passover. Will ye therefore that I release unto you the king of the Jews? They cried out therefore again, saying, Not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. Now the Bible makes clear that Barabbas not only was a robber, but he was also a murderer. Now, as we think about the background of the text, Pilate was the Roman governor who was in charge of the civil trial under which Jesus, or in which Jesus, was involved. He had already undergone a religious trial. The religious trial consisted of 3 basic phases before Annas, the high priest emeritus, that is, the one who was not actually functioned in the office according to the Romans, but the Jews gave him the honor of going to him. And then Caiaphas, his son-in-law, who was then the actual functioning high priest. And then finally before the governing body of the Jews, the Sanhedrin. Now, following that religious trial, they had condemned Jesus to death for blasphemy, that is, for claiming to be the Son of God. But when they brought him to Pilate, the Roman governor, no doubt realizing that he would not be concerned about matters of their law. In fact, he told them, if it's a matter of your law, you take it and judge it yourself. But since the Jews could not put him to death, they could not be satisfied with that decision. And so they had to drag from Pilate a death sentence, and they had to do it in some way other than what they themselves had decided upon. And so they accused him of claiming to be king. Pilate had to investigate that because it was a challenge to the Roman governor, to the Roman emperor in Rome. At least it seemed to be so, and Pilate had to investigate. After he'd investigated, he saw that there was nothing really wrong with Jesus. He'd done nothing wrong, that the Jews, because of envy, had delivered him up. And so he went back to say, I have found no fault in this man, and I will turn him loose. But the Jews were having none of that. And in various efforts to try to let him go, for instance, Pilate sent him to Herod, who was king of the sort of puppet king who was from the area Jesus was from originally, and sent him to Herod, but then Herod sent him back to Pilate because Jesus would not even speak to him while he was there. And Pilate now hits on this way. Each year at this time, he provided them a choice of prisoners, one to be released into their custody, that is, to be given his freedom. And so he hits on a way in which he no doubt thinks he will have a great success in setting Jesus free. He will give them the choice between Jesus, who has done absolutely nothing wrong, or Barabbas, who was a murderer, an insurrectionist, and a robber. And so he says, Which one then shall I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus? No doubt thinking that surely not even these Jews, as wicked as they are, will choose that Barabbas should be set free from prison rather than Jesus be crucified. But he little reckoned with whom he was dealing, because they cried out, Release unto us Barabbas. And Pilate said, Then what shall I do unto him that's called Christ? And they cried out, Crucify him, crucify him. Now I've given this background because I want to point out to each one of us that we all in effect face this same basic decision of choosing either Barabbas, who stands for everything against Christ, or of choosing Christ. But our time's gone for today. We'll have to continue that tomorrow. I'm glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be back next time as we continue our study, Barabbas or Jesus, which will you choose?